Well, it's the time of the week here on Kate Radio. We're going to announce our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week and also talk to her head coach here on Kate. And we're going to the volleyball courts this week to attack Albert Lea Tiger Volleyball. A very good week last week for Albert Lea. They picked up a couple of wins, one against their rivals from Austin, one against Mankato West. Jamie Cameron, head coach of the Albert Lea girls volleyball team, joins us. And Jamie, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure. Glad we could join you today.
Now, Jamie, let's talk about last week. A couple of big wins, 3-1 over Austin, 3-2 against Mankato West. Give us your thoughts. Let's start with the win against the Packers. On the road, against your rivals, the team gets it done. Give us your thoughts on that matchup.
Oh, that was awesome to just hear that the girls had won and to see them. And unfortunately, I happened to be gone for those two matches, and I told them, make me proud, and they did. They came alive, and they came on and just beat Austin, and that was what we were looking for. We're looking for just getting that momentum going. We had a tournament, you know, a couple of weeks before and a weekend before, and we won two matches against, you know, we had a try here at home, and we won both of those, so we won against both of those teams. And so our momentum has been building throughout the season, and we've been growing throughout the season. So it was great to have them just kind of get that conference win and then roll into Thursday night against Mankato West and have that confidence rolling into that one as well.
I'm going to ask you, who are your assistant coaches? Because if you're not there, I guess what coach gets the wins?
Megan Quam is my JV coach, and okay. She's also certified as a head coach, and she stepped in for me, knowing that I was going to be gone for these two matches. And she just did a fantastic job. Had everything laid out for her. She just saw if there was a need to change something or modify something. She's got the experience and just the know-how behind her that she did that, and it was awesome to just have her step in that role. So that makes it just a plus for our program to know, even when she's coaching JV, that we have all these great coaches in the program that are helping building it for the future volleyball.
No, James, you mentioned momentum building. The team is playing a lot better here in the last couple of weeks. What do you think are some of the main keys? Has there been some improvements maybe in certain areas that maybe were struggling earlier in the season but are getting better?
Well, one of the things that we started to do better is we started to connect setters to hitters, you know, better, you know, and spread that ball around more to all of our front row. And it's just been something great to see that they started to just jive and just to feel that the presence and to know where their hitter's going to be. The setter knows where the hitter's going to be. The hitter knows where the set's going to be. So it's just getting those things and just really getting that rhythm down that has helped immensely. And we continue to see that improvement throughout the season.
James Cameron again, head coach of the Albert Lea girls volleyball team here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about the game against Northfield last night. Is Northfield, are they still unbeaten? They win three sets to nothing. No, okay.
No, they're not. They lost against Marshall. I talked to the head coach on Monday night, and then he just said they played against Marshall, and Marshall had beat them. So it kind of they're ranked number three in the class in the state right now, or number four in the state right now for, you know,
so they're pretty tough.
In 4A. So they're pretty tough. But like I told our team, I said, let's go out, do our best, and learn from it and grow. So that way we're coming into Mankato East on Thursday. And to really give us that, just keep that growth and that momentum and keep moving forward and show that we can overcome, you know, a loss and to be better as a team.
Jamie, let's invite everybody out to the high school Thursday night. Like you mentioned, Mankato East is in town, and I know your team loves that home court advantage. This is a very winnable matchup coming up on Thursday, so it should be a good one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Just like Mankato West was a five-set match, and when I got there, people were like, that was really exciting. And for the girls to, you know, win, you know, the first one, 26-24, and then drop the next two, but then overcome those two losses, be able to pull out the next two, shows just their grit and their ability to overcome that mental portion that volleyball has in it. And I would invite everybody to come out because they're exciting games. They're close, they're exciting, and they're just fun to watch.
Now, Jamie, do you know the overall record offhand?
Overall record for Tigers?
Yeah, for the team, yep.
Oh, man, that's I'd have to count them real quick.
No, and that's okay. I put you on the spot. Not a problem.
Yeah, that's something. I know we have, I think, about 6 or 7 wins right now.
Okay.
For the season. And so, yeah, we're a little bit better than we were last season, or right up there, and we're looking to keep improving that, you know, as we keep moving forward. We're looking to make our best Big Nine finish as we've done than we've done in years. So that's what we're shooting for.
And got the chance to do that with, again, East, Winona, Red Wing, and Rochester Mayo still on the schedule. Again, Jamie Cameron, yep. Head coach of the Albert Lea volleyball team. And let's introduce and talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. The award this week goes to a senior, Ava Jensen. And I heard Ava in that victory against Mankato West that she had like a huge game, maybe like 25 kills in the victory.
Yeah, let me pull that up for you real quick. And she had, it is Ava Jensen. Oh, that's only one game. She had 24 kills.
24 kills.
And 42 digs for that day.
Wow.
For that match. Yeah, I mean, that's something. That's showing that she's able to read the ball well and get underneath it and dig that ball up. And those 42 digs gave us 42 more opportunities than we would have had. So, I mean, that's a key in helping to win a match.
Now, talk about Ava. Where do you have her on the court? And just talk about how much she means to your team.
Oh, she's a captain. She's a leader. And the girls look up to her because she's very talented. She's our outside hitter. But she can hit from back row, middle, outside, right side. She can hit pretty much any position on the court. And so it makes her a threat all the way around. She's one of my all-around players that goes all the way around. She takes serve receive, and she's one of the top rated serve receivers in our program. So she does that well. She hits well. I mean, it's almost each game she's got at least 1 or 2 service aces. So she's really leading the girls and leading the program, which helps, you know, encourage the girls to, like, hey, I can do this too.
Again, Jamie Cameron, head coach, the Albert Lea volleyball team. I'm talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Ava Jensen. And, Jamie, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you catching up with us on the volleyball team. And I'll have you hand the phone over to Ava.
I will do that. And look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Sounds good. Thank
you,
Jamie.
Hi.
Ava, congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, Ava, talk about that game against Mankato West, and you can comment on both games last week. Victories over Austin, victory over Mankato West in 5 sets. Give us your thoughts on those 2 matches. They both must have been awesome.
Yeah, so basically against Austin, we really went out there and just tried to put our best foot forward and, you know, be the best team that we can be and take our first conference win. And then against Mankato West, we knew that they were a pretty good team. But like Jamie said earlier, we're trying to get better each and every year. And so our first game, we had a lot of energy. Our attitudes were super positive, and we went and won the first game, or first set, and then lost the second 2. And then we overcame that and finished the set out winning 14-16 the very last game.
Wow, what a win. And I heard the atmosphere was fun at the high school. The student body there, they definitely bring some energy, don't they?
Yes, for sure. We couldn't do it without them, for real.
Ava Jensen again, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Ava, I got to ask you, when it comes to volleyball, what age were you when you started playing volleyball?
Probably around like 2nd or 3rd grade. My mom put me in volleyball at the Y, and she was actually my coach.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. And Ava, what do you love the most about volleyball?
Honestly, everything. I love the competitiveness of the sport. I love the bonds that I create. I love the connections I make with my coaches. I also play club volleyball, and we travel around the country, and I meet so many new people and so many create so many different connections. And so I honestly love everything about it.
Now, Ava, you play volleyball. What other activities or sports are you involved in at Elbert Lee?
I'm also on the Elbert Lee dance team. I'm in NHS. I am the 4-H treasurer of the Shell Rock 4-H Club. I'm also in leadership council. And I...
So you sound pretty busy.
Yep, I keep myself pretty busy.
Now, Ava, going back to your club team, talk about that team. What's the name of the club team? And you mentioned traveling all over the country for club volleyball. Talk about some of the places that you've went via the club team.
Yeah, so I play for a team based out of Mankato. It's called Minnesota Southern Extreme Volleyball. We travel to, like, Omaha, Nebraska. We go to Wisconsin. We go to Iowa. We almost went to Florida for nationals. We basically go like anywhere in the Midwest, and we have a really good team where a lot of our tournaments we've came out on top, and that is where I have learned a lot of my skills, and I try to take whatever I learn and bring it back to my program here in Elbert Lee.
Now, Ava, when it comes to future plans, do you have any future plans as of right now after high school?
Yeah, so my goal is to play volleyball at Mankato State University.
Okay, very cool.
Yep.
Well, good luck with that. I hope you're a Maverick out there at Bresnan Arena. Beautiful court over there at Minnesota State in Mankato. Ava Jensen, again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Ava, before we let you go, who are your parents? And if you have any siblings, mention their names too.
My parents are Jamie and Amber Jensen, and then my brother is Caden Jensen.
Again, Ava Jensen, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, had a big couple of games in the victories against Austin and also against Mankato West last week. And again, the Elbert Lee volleyball team heading in the right direction here in the second half of the season. Ava, thank you so much for the time. Good luck to you and your squad the rest of the season. And congrats on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much.